Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. Welcome, friend. I'm Connie. Don't you feel like life just moves faster and faster every year? Between work and obligations and family and errands, it's just never ending. It feels like there's this constant hum in the background going, go, 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 all the time. Like we're always chasing something and yet we never seem to catch it, but we keep running. So what if today you just said, today I'm going to slow down, not quit, not escape, not stop, but just breathe, giving yourself some space and time to actually get grounded and centered again without being so frantic all the time. That is exactly what we're talking about today, is the simple ways that you can start to balance your life, that you're not always pushing everything toward work and errands and obligations and scheduling, but so that you feel like you're living a more well-rounded life, so that you are giving yourself time to breathe. You should sit in nature for 20 minutes a day. Unless you're busy, then you should sit for an hour. There's more to life than simply doing. Somewhere in the back of all of our minds, we know this. We know that there is more to our existence than just working, obligations, and errands. But yet, we seem to only prioritize those things and nothing else. There is a chart called the Wheel of Life. And on this chart, there are so many other things that would balance our Wheel of Life. Things like relationships, yes, career and finance, but also our own well-being, health, community, spirituality, things that we forget to take into consideration when we look at our daily lives and our work and our obligations and schedules. If you look at the Wheel of Life, you can see clearly the areas that you are not paying attention to. And this is what makes your wheel out of balance. This is what makes your life feel out of balance. If you were to look at a Wheel of Life for yourself right now, where would all of these areas fall? Are you going to have some be really short-sighted, where you're not fully present in all the areas of your life, therefore it's not well-rounded? What are some areas that you feel like you could actually put more focus on? And what are some that you can probably take a little focus off of so that you do feel like there's a little bit more balance to your life? Let's start with addressing the myth that has been stealing our peace. And that is that busyness equals success. This idea that in order to have value or success in our life, we must always be busy is simply not true. And yet it's something that we have been taught since we were tiny to just be busy, be productive, and that's all we're ever taught. We aren't taught the simple pleasures of slowing down, being present. The other areas of our life, like nurturing our physical well-being, our mental health, and our relationships. When we slow down enough, many times what we realize is that for most of us, we don't crave achievements. We crave alignment and peace. Busyness is often a distraction from what really matters to us, what's most important. For most of us, our most important thing is not climbing a corporate ladder or mopping the floor one more time this week. For most of us, it's not about being busy. That is not what truly matters to us. I know this because most of us crave simplicity. We are done with chaos. We want more calm and peace in our life. By being constantly busy, all we're doing is creating a lot of noise for ourselves. And this is not being productive. It actually pulls us away from being the best version of ourselves. Because we're so busy all the time, we don't leave enough room or space in our lives to nurture all aspects of our life, including our own physical and mental well-being. Being busy does not equal progress or productivity. It's just being busy. Slowing down isn't about stopping or going backwards. It's about slowing down enough to be fully present in the moment that you are living in right now. It allows you, instead of thinking what's next, to think of what's here. Where am I? Who's with me? How am I feeling? Slowing down allows you to be present, to observe the beauty in the world, to be fully present in conversations with those that you love and deepen these relationships. When we're fully present, we actually notice someone standing behind us in the grocery store with only two items when we're in front with a full basket. And it allows you to be courteous to them and let them go ahead. But if you're not slowing it down and you're so frantic and busy all the time in your mind, then you don't even notice that person. Slowing down allows you to actually drop in and feel the life that you're living. There is a difference between always achieving something and then actually just living. Instead of always reaching for something, opposed to knowing you already have everything. You can't control the rhythm and the pace of the world, but you can control your own rhythm and pace every day by creating some simple structure in your life to allow you to slow down and therefore create more balance instead of just only focusing on the work and the to-do list. Creating pause throughout your day. It doesn't mean that you have to have 3 hours in the morning to get your morning routine. It doesn't mean that you need, you know, to only work 4 hours a day. It just means these little kind of pockets of windows where you are pausing long enough to sometimes just take a breath. It can be in stopping and taking a breath for 5 seconds before you walk in the front door after a long day of work to kind of bring you back so that when you do walk through the front door, you can then be present with the people that matter most to you in your life. You could not wake up with your phone in your hand, but instead create 15 minutes in the morning where you protect your peace. Maybe ending your evening with calm and tranquility instead of scrolling through your phone until midnight, perhaps setting up a calm evening routine for yourself. And protect your time because it's sacred, isn't it? When you protect your time for the things and areas in your life that maybe you've been neglecting a little bit, it will transform the kind of person that you are. You will be happier, more at ease, more carefree, less stressed out, less anxiety, and less worried when you're taking care of all of the areas in your life instead of just focusing on a few. When you move in an intentional rhythm, life starts to slow down. You start to have more space and actual time, hours on a clock time, for the areas in your life that matter also. Here's something that many of you probably need to hear. You do not need to earn rest. It's a crazy notion, but you don't have to log a certain number of hours in your day to then justify resting. Resting is necessary. Resting is self-care, and self-care is not being selfish. Self-care is a priority. If we aren't resting and taking care of ourselves, then our bucket is empty. How are we going to give back to the people we love or show up for the best version of ourselves that day if we have nothing to draw on, if we're completely depleted? Treat rest like a priority, not a luxury. When you choose to rest, I want you to know that you are not being lazy. You are a human. And humans need to rest. They have to. And so honor that. I used to not honor how I was feeling. When I was fatigued, worn out, exhausted, frazzled, stressed out, overwhelmed, I didn't honor those feelings at all. I shoved them down. And I just kept powering through. And I think that so many of us do this. And then we end up with burnout and chronic fatigue syndrome because we've never honored or paid attention to how we are actually feeling, both physically and emotionally. There is balance in life. And part of balancing life is also balancing our energy, not pouring all of our energy into a couple of areas of our life, but instead making sure that it's being distributed equally among everything that is not only valuable for us, but the things that we need to nourish. Part of protecting your energy and peace is to give yourself a digital detox now and then. When was the last time you just went on a stroll around your neighborhood or in a park, or you just sat on your front porch and did nothing? Watch the cars drive by, listen to the birds. We continually reach for our phones, even when we're eating breakfast or going upstairs for 2 seconds. And we reach for them, I think, maybe out of boredom so that we're entertained, but it really robs us of our energy and our peace. When you start to slow down and become intentional with your life, some really remarkable things happen. this thing that you're always chasing, this feeling of time is slipping through your fingers. Time slows down. And you start to become more in line with the natural rhythm of the earth. You don't even have to chase it. It actually just kind of arrives to you. The beautiful thing about slowing down is it affords you the opportunity to balance your life. You start to become aware of how much energy and time and money you are spending in all the wrong areas. When you really start looking at where you spend your time and money, it's a big indicator of what's most important to you. When you start to live intentionally and slow down, it allows you to actually evaluate that. And are those areas the most important? And what's happening to the other areas of your life that's making you feel out of balance? When you slow down, it gives you the space and time to and energy to put into these other areas of your life that have kind of been neglected, which is why we start to feel so off balance. Our relationships deepen. We take time to read a finance book on how to invest our money. We start getting creative and curious. We become more playful and childlike. And we start to live life and do all these things that we never seem to have time for, when I think we do. It's just that we haven't made time. We haven't made it a priority to pause. So now that we've talked about all these really important reasons to slow down and also what it means to live a well-balanced life, let's talk about some very simple ways that you can achieve it. Start every day with silence. No music, no cell phones, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes if you can, where you're giving yourself a chance to put your energy into one of these other areas of the will of life, other than work and to-do lists and errands. You're giving yourself the opportunity to invest in yourself, in your wellness, in your health, in your spirituality, by just being silent first thing in the morning. Schedule time every week to disconnect, literally unplug from all screens and get into nature. There is something so healing about Mother Earth. And we used to live so harmoniously in Earth and nature. And now we're detached. And it's so therapeutic to just get back into nature and reconnect. Limit the monster to-do list and cross out everything that is not actually important. All the busy work, just cross it off your list. Give yourself permission right now to start crossing things off. If you were to take your to-do list, that's I'm sure very long, and you were just look at it and cross off 5 things that are least important. Look at it again. Cross off another 5 things that are least important. Keep doing this until you get to your top 3 to 5 things. That's how big the to-do list should be. Practice gratitude daily. Gratitude is like magic fairy dust. It uplifts you instantly. And to be grateful for something, you have to actually pause long enough to notice the things going right in your world. It could be small, like the cup of coffee in your hand right now, or it could be big, like the people who love you. Finding balance in your life feels impossible sometimes, but I promise you, it is within your reach. Slow down. Be present. Look at the areas in your life that you feel are being neglected or overlooked, and the areas that maybe you're focusing a little too much in. And try to shift it by shifting where you're spending your time and energy. Start really small, listing out three things in the categories that you feel are a little bit less than you'd like them to be. Three little things that you could do this week to help bring a little bit more balance into your life. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.